Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversations.
Became a man, trying hard as I can. Never got the same sensation. Used to wonder why, used to tear my eye. True, no lie, I was devastated. And then I found head to cry. Love like Christmas came to time. Slayed my fears and saved me. Because love
picks you up when you're down. Turns a bad day around. Love is love, summer.
Love is what you are.
Love is what you are. So when you think that life is hard, you should remember
you might feel down, maybe blue. Scale of 10, maybe 2. See, I was once just like you. Just like you. Now I know that this might sound kind of strange. Lilliputian deranged. But think of love and then there you are. Floating like a star, because love
picks you up when you're down. Turns your bad day around.
Turns your bad day around.
Love is love, summer.
Love is what you are.
Love is what you are. So when you think that life is hard, you should remember.
Oh my God. Troy Horn, I love you. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Troy Horn, singing love. You can find him on iTunes. You can find him at TroyHorn.com. He's a phenomenal brother, just cranking out amazing music. And I know, there are people like, Celeste, you haven't heard that song before. You know what? I have heard it before, but I'm hearing and I'm seeing everything in a different way. So I love God Light by Troy, and I can promise you we're going to end with that unless I change my mind. I have a producer who knows how to flow with me. But yeah, Troy Horn, amazing guy. But I'm always on the God Light But Love Works for Me. That's the name of that song. Welcome for Spirit Games. This isn't Hunger Games, people. We're not hungry. We're not thirsty. We're actually full. And if you're not, let me help you get there. 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. I want to thank my amazing producer, my boss, because I'm only laughing because nobody's the boss of me, but I understand that I need order. So in terms of radio world, I have somebody who helps me keep it tight, keep my time right, screens my calls, helps me out, and supports me in everything. And he gives me the hard messages that I don't want to hear. It's the slap kiss approach. Do you hear it? Mwah! Thank you, Life Coach Today, for being there for me in every way. You rock. I wouldn't be here without you making my dreams come true. A little girl listening to the radio in Washington, D.C., wondering if I would ever have a chance to do it. And I always kind of thought no, because back in the day they had those records and I'm not coordinated. But since everything's now computerized and online, here I am making it happen. So what do you want to make happen on this 3 Empress Day, the day of Venus? 3, the Empress is in tarot. And the Empress card in tarot is astrologically connected to the sign, the planet, Venus. Venus rules Taurus and Libra. So whenever 3 comes up and you're having questions about abundance and how to get your money, you want to pay attention to Venus, also known as Oshun for other people and Aphrodite. And who does she rule? Taurus and Libra. You want money? Go to the bull. I got a bull on the line right now. I also have a lion, and there's a bear that's about to come through. All my relations are coming through on a celestial show, Spirit Games. Don Wolf is coming back, and he introduced me to the two sisters who are going to join me on Facebook. I haven't met these women in real life, but they are a part of my real life. So they're going to come in and play on a front porch. I hope Don Wolf can handle it. In the meantime, I want to give you some information about how you're going to call in, because we're also going to, guess what? We're also going to do readings, too. It's a lot packed in, so let me let you know what's coming up on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show on Monday. Life Coach Today is flying solo, kinda. He has a guest that's going to be joining him on the second half of the show. Do you guys know Ayana Mojica, if I'm saying her name right? The avatar of love. She's the really beautiful one, divine feminine goddess. You always see her dancing in the ocean. You know, she's really channeling Umoja every time I see her. Well, she's going to be coming in, and she's going to be talking about the new awakened masculine. What is that? Well, Life Coach Today is going to be one of the speakers talking about that on an online conference on March 7th. But before we get to all that, he's going to be kicking off Birthing Divine Ideas. I cannot wait for this kickoff show because he's got all of these beautiful women lined up to share their experiences of pregnancy and then to connect it with creating divine ideas of how we can live our life. So we're actually going to go through the body. Isn't there a movie like that? Flockle, Don Wolf, think about that. Isn't there a movie where, you know, the astronauts go inside the body and there's a shuttle? I can't remember what it's called right now, but I can't believe I'm thinking that, but that's what I just saw. I just saw that. And maybe going through the experience of a pregnant woman so that we can actually tap into the magic and the power of childbirth to birth our divine ideas. It's going to be an amazing month of March. It's also Life Coach Today's birthday month, but, you know, he's shy, so don't tell him I told you his birthday is March 28th. Turned down for what? Okay, we also have Soul Food for Your Consciousness on 12radio.com. You can catch out Life Coach Today there at 10 a.m. on Tuesdays. There's all so much more that's on Life Conversations Radio as well, and we're going to be playing those shows. But to find out more information, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You're with me right now. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. I see you all lined up and ready to play spirit games. It's probably a good idea for me to read the description and then invite my guests on. But I want to see if Life Coach Today can stop in real quick and say hi. I know he's busy helping me right now, but I want to catch him before we get deeper into the show. Life Coach Today, are you available, sir? Okay, I'm going to scroll down because he's probably doing something and I can't see him right now.
Okay, there we are. How are you?
Soft. Were you screening? Because my screen just went all blue.
Well, not yet. Not yet. I was saying, let me make sure you do what you need to do before I screen. Because I know you. So I said, I'll just wait. Yep. But I just forgot to unmute myself. You know, there are many places to unmute myself. I only did it in one part. So anyway.
All is well. I just wanted to say hi to you and thank you for preparing an amazing Ask Life Coach Today theme for Birthing Divine Ideas for March. I think it's very inspired. And it's the first day of Women's History Month. And one of the things that I like to do is give shout outs to guys that I dig who's doing the work. And that's you.
Thank you. I mean, it's definitely a birth idea because I was thinking about the month of March, but it's the idea came and it sounds good. As you said, you know, sometimes when we have an idea, we give up or we think we've got to do it by ourselves or we can't find nobody to help us. But when a woman is giving birth, everybody needs to pay attention. The parents need to pay attention. The community needs to pay attention, even though sometimes in the Western world, we forget that. So the pregnancy experience can be challenging. So as you said, it's just to help us see deeper that sometimes you're going to feel some pain. Sometimes you're going to feel joyful about the idea, something that you caught. Sometimes you're going to feel like you can't do it. So the idea is to, you know, just draw the parallel between actually giving birth to a baby as well as giving birth to an idea. Sometimes we rush. It's not happening. I've been doing it for 6 months. Well, babies used to take 6-9 months, but nowadays most of those babies are like, forget it. I got work to do. I want to come in 3 months. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to say thank you, and I look forward to joining you tomorrow.
Yes, thank you. You're welcome. And I actually want to give you, this is actually interesting. You had made a request, so I thought I'd pull a card. So I'm still getting used to my tarot cards. But
I'm excited.
This is a card that I haven't actually seen before, and it is the Ace of Cups. And I was like, "What? So I'll let you go ahead." And it is upside down. So you tell us.
Oh wow! Really?
Yep.
Okay, so family, we got to shift that energy. We're going to do it with this show, Spirit Games. This is the reason. Because the Ace of Cups, when it's upright, it's about falling in love with yourself. It's about being so self-full, being so selfish that you can be so self-full that you can give from the overflow. Now, with the Ace of Cups in the Mother Peace deck, we've got a naked woman just diving into a big cup, and there are two swans in front of her because I see Mother Peace. I've been reading those since 1991. So those are the cards that flash in my head. And what that really means, since the day just told us that it was reversed, is that we need to stop playing, get naked, and jump in the pool of love, the pool of ancestors that some Bafu brought to us last week. Flacco has the cup of perception. The same thing as the pool of ancestors, but just in a different kind of way. And I definitely want him to start with that. So the question is, are you ready to dive into the life that you're ready to live? Are you ready to say yes to yourself? Why do I feel like a preacher? I mean, but it's so true because I'm living it. I'm just living a life of living in the tomb. That's how I'm describing it now. I had a tomb experience, and then someone removed the stone, and I decided to live. I decided that no matter what was happening and no matter how bad it hurt, I was not going to just ball up and decide that my life was over. And I had to make that decision this year? And I said, yes. And when I said yes, honey, all of a sudden, wait, ladies, I don't know how many, I have gained weight, lost weight, gained weight, lost weight. And this is the second time that I am losing weight and I'm not trying. There is something to being happy. There is something to it. There is something to just raising your vibration so much that your body wants to dance versus beating your body up. And that, this whole month is all about that on the Celestial Show. Loving ourselves so deeply, so radically, that the Ace of Cups won't dare to be reversed around us. So, Ade,
yes,
flip
ma'am.
That card upright, please.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to shift that energy. We all
there you have it.
To ourselves. Thank you so much. Now, let's bring on our friend Don Wolf. Thank you, Life Coach Ade. What a moment you helped me have.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, now, let's get to work.
Careful now, I can mute all his mics.
Bull. Life Coach Ade, we're live on
the air. I can mute yours and unmute Don Wolf. Don Wolf will do the show.
Really?
He can handle it. Yes.
Okay.
And he'll back me up, too, so.
Oh, he will. Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm just remembering that I'm professional. Life Coach Ade, it's your world, and I'm just visiting at this moment. But as soon as we get off the air, I got a call for you. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. She's beating up her boss right now. 347-426-3346 if you want some. Press 1 on your keypad. I want to introduce you to Don Wolf. He is my closest advisor and my friend of too many years. I say this story and I can't believe it myself, but 94, I met him. I danced at Pelican Cafe. He was playing in a band. I met him as a musician and he was Flacco. And then I met him as my teacher and he was Don Wolf. And then I met him as he came as an elder and he shook my father's hand and I knew the meaning of covering. And I thank him for that. And my father thanks him from the other side and my mommy too. And I want to welcome Don Wolf, keeper of stories from Washington, D.C., an activist, a big-hearted man who has so many stories and is here to share some of them with us tonight. Don Wolf, how you doing?
I was doing fine. How you doing? Okay,
you all felt
voice.
Me.
I'm sorry. That was the wrong voice. I'm doing fine.
Yeah, you are. Okay, I have two people that I want you to say hi to, but I want to find out real quick, how are you doing? What's moving in your world right now? We talked about altar work. I have a funny feeling you're just going to be coming on and off on a Celestial Show, but I have two sisters that you introduced me to from Facebook, Mother Wit and Hayoka, Bear Spirit on the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you handle all these women on the front porch?
I'm thinking about going on the porch now, but there's a sheet of ice out there. But
okay,
I'm thinking about going back out on the porch.
Let's receive the ones. Mm-hmm, go ahead. What are we going to say?
I'm looking forward to this.
Are you? Good.
Yeah.
Surprise. So let's bring in my dearest sister, Hayoka Bear Spirit, because she has changed my life so much. I'm working on my genealogy, Flacco. And most of our conversations really started on, where's my daddy and why doesn't he love me? And we've resolved that. We know my father loves me. I know that, which is more important. But the other question that came up for me is, where am I from? I almost changed my name. What year was that? Oh, that's Hayoka. That's the dogs. I hear them. Okay, Hayoka. Hayoka, you there? Say hi.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Gotcha.
How's everybody doing today?
Doing well.
Blessed be.
Oh, let me introduce Dawn Wolf. This is Hayoka Bear's spirit, my big sister, who you introduced me to on Facebook because you saw so much of her artwork and how she was posting that you thought that we would be good friends. Now, isn't this the magic of technology? And we are taking calls, 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. I am Celeste Morgan on The Celestial Show. I have Hayoka and Dawn Wolf here, my two amazing friends who really helped me put my pieces together. And I also have Mother Wit as well here, and she's also a part of this circle. I know, listen to Dawn Wolf, it's like, it's your life. Mother Wit is also in the room, and actually, Mother Wit and I had a conversation this morning, this afternoon, and it moved me so much that I asked her if she would read the card that she pulled for me to start me off. So I see her, I'm playing around right here, and we'll have everybody in the mix. And there she is. Mother Wit, how you doing?
Namaste, beloved. I'm doing good. How are you?
Beautiful. So we have Mother Wit, we have Hayoka, we have Dawn Wolf. Dawn Wolf, thank you so much for introducing me to these beautiful, energetic sisters who have given me gifts. And I want to share this with everybody and then hear your reflection. Mother Wit, would you mind sharing that card that you pulled for me that I am gifting to all of us and her as well, because it was so amazing. It's an amazing gift. I want you right now to just, if you're not driving, okay, because I want you to be conscious. If you're driving, be aware. Just listen, you know, smartly. But if you're not driving and you can, like, really take this in meditatively, please dive in. And then I will bring in the string of Hayoka and Dawn Wolf for helping me pull my pieces together and present a Celeste that is ready to say, yes, I'm a psychic, yes, I'm a medium, yes, I talk to my ancestors, I have no shame about it, there's probably some Cherokee in there too, it's all my relations. I didn't plan for Native Americans to show up in the show, but here they are, synchronistic and magic, it's my family. All right, Mother Wit, break it down.
Okay, give me a couple of seconds, my computer is acting really so, if you could do a little bit more.
No problem at all, my sister. Then what we will do then is bring in the family relations around genealogy and ancestral trees, and we'll come right back to you, Mother Wit, with Hayoka. So, my bear sister, it's wintertime. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Are you hibernating or are you ready for spring? What's up?
Both. Honest, both. It's like all the negativity is hibernating and all the positivity is stronger than ever.
That's my girl. So this is why I wanted them to hear your voice and feel your vibration. This woman has a business called Ancestral Trees, and she helped me with my genealogy chart. It was so easy. So easy. But the other piece that Hayoka doesn't talk about very often is that she's intuitive. And I wanted her to share a little bit about her experience of working with people and getting reclaiming their past. And what's your passion around this? And then I'm going to ask Dawn Wolf, how in the world did you put us together? Because I've got so much magic from meeting this sister that I've never met. But hold that, Dawn Wolf. Go ahead, Hayoka. Woo, I'm on fire.
Well, the reason why I started doing Ancestral Trees was over 22 years ago when I got deeper into trying to find my own parents. And as time went on, I just decided, you know, I'm going to turn it into a business because I believe everybody should know where they come from, how they're connected to their ancestors. And I brought so many families together, living relatives, as a matter of fact, I have brought together, as well as finding my own and reconnecting with mine, which made things a lot stronger for me and more hungry to help everybody else find out who they are, where they come from. And they can ask me 1,001 questions and I'll be there to answer them. And it's just the love behind, and the love behind it all, it's not so much... it's not so much what people ask me, it's what I'm able to give them and get to give them their closure, give them their, that hunger is finally fed.
Mm-hmm. I think it's so because beautifully said.
What, everybody has questions. Everybody has questions, but it takes, I'm not saying I'm special, but I am gifted. It takes somebody to that knows how they're feeling and knows how to answer their questions because I've been where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And all my questions are now answered. So I want to be able to help them to get their questions answered, their curiosities, you know, fulfilled and get that hunger taken care of to the part where they could share with their family. And it's like, this is who we are. This is where we come from. This is what was lost. This is part of our heritage. And if we die not knowing this, a part of our culture dies. And yeah. I don't believe I can't let something like that just pass.
No, that's right. I know that's right. And we are going to do, Hayoka, we're going to do a show because this is just the frosting for you. Because if we really had the time to go through your whole story, it's amazing. You know, when people say this, what I'm about to say in my mouth, it's so dramatic. But it's a miracle this woman is alive on this phone right now. And it's not just, it is a miracle because she had such great work to share with us. I wanted you to feel her fire. I'm going to get Dawn Wolf to share. But Hayoka, before I release you for this moment, you know, before I tell us where we can find ancestral trees. And you could even find my family stuff on there. I'm completely naked on ancestral trees because I believe in it. Tombstones of my family members, and there's more stuff that's coming out. And thank you for helping me find out that I'm Gullah Geechee.
No, it was a blessing to do this for you. And it gave me a part of you that that can never be taken away.
Mm. Dawn Wolf?
Ma'am?
Talk to me. Tell me, what is it like to experience you connecting these two women together, one sister from Southeast D.C. who didn't know her grandfather's family, now has that information because of a connection that you made. Moses Lee Weston, my family line on my maternal side, so healed, and I can feel the celebration that I can speak their names. What's that like for you?
Well, that's a question I did not expect. But now that you put it to me, all I can say is that I do remember why I suggested the connections, because I was reading the stories and I was paying attention to the eyes and the pictures. And they kept, because every time, I don't know if I should say this in the air, but I'll say it anyway. When I'm online, I'm almost always in ceremony of some kind, because just like prayers are in the air, all this stuff in cyberspace, it requires a certain amount of wisdom. And a lot of emotions and feelings go. But I do distinctly remember the why behind I suggested you pay attention. It was because of the stories. And one of the impressions I will say that I got, because there's another one I hesitate to say, but one of the impressions I got was it came from a curiosity of it had to do with grounding. And there was, if I close my eyes, I can almost see the picture. But Hayoka, you had these pictures of you sitting in your house, and you had regalia on and medicines around you.
Uh-huh.
To me, they were moving. And I came back to those pictures many times, and I had questions to them. It was kind of like approaching an altar. I had questions that I would ask. Sometimes I would make comments, but at that particular time, I just remember how the pictures connected, kind of like in a triangle. Once I saw the triangle, that was pretty easy. I just suggested, I said, Celeste, you know, Mother Wed's, and Hayoka, and it was a short conversation that I just let mm-hmm. go.
Mm-hmm.
But it was
and you told me
how you
go ahead.
No, it was no, fascinating how those energies came out.
Mm-hmm. The bear Ooh. Energy, because you were the first one who told me I had bear energy in terms of. And bear energy to my listening audience. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I want to make sure that I'm not losing you here. But the bear energy, as I understood it, my biggest lessons in learning, something that I don't forget, usually comes from stories that people tell me. I love stories. And what usually happens when I'm working with someone is I'll share something that upset me, and I'll share it to the full degree. And in one of my moments of sharing how I had to protect some younger women that I was working with because they didn't see a trap that was being laid for them, that I became a big mama in that moment and got them out of a situation that they weren't even aware they were in danger, but I was. So I pulled in, and then all of a sudden, Don Wolf stopped, and I remembered, you know, because I was working. I was at a hotel working, and he goes, "You have bear medicine." And I'm like, "What is that? I'm not a bear." And I'm looking around everywhere like I'm thinking hairs growing over me. And it took years before I understood it. And then I met Hayoka, and then I met people like Mother Witt, and then I started to see other women who had bear medicine, and I recognized myself. And I want to celebrate Women's History Month for the bears, because actually that day when I found out I had bear medicine, I had no idea that my mother was born with a 5, which was bear in medicine cards. So I was raised by a bear. I was raised by a woman who's Cancerian, who does not play. And when she transitioned from this earth, she transitioned with the energy of Oya, and she was born with the energy of Oshun. And those both of those dichotomies that dance lived inside my mother and lives inside of me. And I get to experience that when I see the reflection in the women that I'm meeting and connecting with who are bears who help me connect to my roots. And one of those women is Mother Witt. And we are going to go on break. So, Mother Witt, do you have a moment that you can stay with us? We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and hear your bear medicine in your own beautiful way. I'm going to connect the bear medicine with the Taurians. We have it naturally. We can't help it. And, Hayoka, aren't you a Taurus, too?
Yes, I am.
Taurian? I forgot. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, who is about to have a meltdown right now. I just pulled two Venus sisters, and I forgot that they were both Taurians. Lord have mercy, it is not me. It is the spirit that works within me. And I say yes, and I say thank you. And we'll be right back, right after these brief messages. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. The phone lines are hot, and I know I am really, really working my producer tonight. We're looking for our intern, 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where we make magic practical. And we will be right back right after these brief messages.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show,
And I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
The world of business continues to evolve, and at this time, companies need an internet presence. For this purpose, meet Electra Ford, owner of the Virtual Office Center. Electra implements internet marketing plans connecting you to your audience online. What is business if it is not seen? For product launching, raising websites' position in the search engines, and expanding your reach online, contact Electra Ford at 501-993-6734. That's 501-993-6734, or visit virtualofficecenter.net.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, and I got so caught up in this show that I did not greet my listeners appropriately. Please forgive me. Y'all know I love you. I see my baby sister on the line, and there's a 336 number. I wonder if that's Brother John. What's up, man? So glad you're listening in. Donna, you know I love you. New Chase, Lulu. Hopefully I haven't missed anybody. I'm so enjoying this moment right now, and I'm enjoying all of you. 347-426-3346. We're having a family reunion here with me and all my relations. I basically called up all my Taurian sisters and forgot they were all Taurians. And it's such an amazing experience, too, because I wanted to talk about Empress energy, and I've got Empress women here, Hayoka, Mother Wit, and my brother, my teacher, John Wolf. Flockle, teacher, keeper of stories, amazing stuff. So, Mother Wit, we are so ready for your blessing, my sister. But how about, do you have any thoughts about what you've been hearing so far?
Oh, yes. We started it off with the three empresses. It's the empress, the three Tauruses.
And girl, you know I didn't plan that. You know I didn't plan that. Go ahead.
And, you know, too, that the bear energy is very powerful right now. This is the time of year, for one thing, for bear energy. And it is manifesting everywhere that I look. And bear medicine is the medicine of hope, because that's the mama's bear time, to rest in her den and to give birth to her cubs. And, you know, when spring comes, she's ready to roll with her babies. So it's a time of gestation and blooming and fertility, you know, you reaping the benefits of your fertileness. So it's all good. And you wanted me to read the 64 Mother Yin card, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This comes from the 64dakini.org, I think it is. Here it is. 64 Mother Yin. She is the pure element of earth in all of its manifestations. Who is Mother Yin? There are four elemental dakinis in the pantheon. Mother Yin represents the earth element and holds the southern node of the mandala. She is the nature of earth in all its forms, location and sphere of influence, the earth itself in all its forms, from stalactites, rocks, mountains, to ore, earth, and sand. Allies, turtle, rocks, mountains, grains of sand, the earth itself. Nature and description of the Dakini. Mahayin is solidity, density, and specific gravity. She represents longevity, and is still, slow, deep, and meditative. She is strong, firm, and enduring, solid as a rock. She forms your dependable foundation. She is the most solid, has the most density of all the dakinis. She forms the basis of all terrestrial life. She is the quality of the very earth itself, from ore to mountains, rocks to sand. She dwells in the dark caverns of the earth. Her body is the rock, the mountain, and the soil, the body of the earth. She manifests in all of the textures of the substance of the planet. She is the consciousness of the stones, the primal vibration in the cave of creation. She is the substance of the planet. The palette of her being is reflected in the colors of the skin of the different races of the world. As the earth is often represented by the square, Mother Yin represents herself as the landscape of the four directions, guarding the four gateways. In the center, she lies back to provide the ground of all being. She opens herself in support of life. The dark yoni, vulva, of the earth is seen beneath her hair, center of the volcanic landscape that births new earth. Mother Yin stands beyond on the back of turtle. She takes the classic pose of the Paleolithic mother, goddess statues, and holds the horn of plenty, representing the abundance of the earth. The turtle signifies the primal mother and represents longevity. It is connected to earth, the feminine, and to lunar cycles. In myths from different cultures, the turtle is the one who supports earthly life on its back. Behind her is Mount Meru, a mountain in the Himalayas that is both physically manifest and a place mythologically known as the center of the universe. Divinatory meaning, a gift from Mother Yin of grounding, deep in the core of your being, reestablishing a connection to things from the ground up, getting back to basics, to the basis that underlines the current position in which you now find yourself. Establish ground zero, seeking stability in relationship or in livelihood. The questioner seeks stability, strong foundations in their life or in their consciousness. They could manifest in the need to feel anchored in one place, seeking a home, or one who finds strength and stability in the place they inhabit. The need to establish firm foundations in relation to whatever you are building. Build upon the rock, not upon the sand. Physical location is highlighted in this portal, your little plot of earth. Are you living where you want to be? If not, the signs are that you should move towards being where your heart calls you to be. Meanwhile, if you can't, be at the place you love. Love the place you live. This is important. And whatever node of the earth's surface you happen to be planted at this time, send her your feelings of love, connection, and appreciation. Even through the concrete, she will feel it. Do not make decisions quickly or without time to reflect deeply on the long-term consequences of your decisions. Slow down. Patience and endurance, longevity, deep memories rise to the surface as they are mountains or grains of sand. Do they dominate the landscape of your life? Are they boulders in your path or stepping stones along your way? Are they like grains of sand that cover the shores of your being? Time to stop and look deeply. Examine the ground of your being, your inner landscape as well as the outer. Mother Earth is here to help you get grounded in yourself. Beware of materialism. Do not make decisions based solely on material gain. Look at long-term consequences and the spiritual, psychic implications of all decisions and actions. Concretize your ideas and visions, a thought form that is fully realized as a material manifestation. Understand that spirit inhabits the material at all levels. Penetrate areas of density in yourself or in a situation or relationship. Have patience with the process. The mother is an important principle in your life. Do you feel loved? Do you need to reconcile any feelings towards your mother? Do you need to be more mothering? Let go of putting the burden on your biological mother. Go back to the great mother. Mother Yin is here to fill those deep, dark, empty places in your soul and assure you that you are loved absolutely and unconditionally. The mother loves you. You are part of her. A new level of respect evolves within you for the earth itself and all she witnesses and bears. And I'll stop there, beloved, because I know you're showing
You know, we don't have it's just I remember I hear an echo and I don't know where it's coming from. It feels so otherworldly. And
it does. I hear it too.
Hi, Mom.
Hey. Exactly.
Hey, Mom. Okay, so hello, all of you spirit mothers guiding us. I called this show Spirit Gaves because I was feeling so much energy running through. And the energy runs from romance to mothering and nurturing. So when I heard Spirit Games, I heard the rest dancing with Shango. And I realized that Shango dances with my mother too. And who is Shango? It's a masculine energy force, a warrior force. That's so strong that it found me when I was a little girl and decided to play with me like Portrait of Jenny. And you're going to be like, Celeste, what's that? It's an old movie. Because I get messages from everywhere. And I hate to tell you, kids, but old movies have the best scripts. I can't hear myself with these movies y'all watch today. But I hear myself when I see Katharine Hepburn speak. And that's all I know. And every wild woman like her. who dances like Josephine Baker. And there's more. But the show is just the beginning. And the mother loves you all. And in the midst of your grief, particularly if you have lost your mother in physical form, I promise you that from the spirit side, when you're ready to listen, your mother has a way of taking care of you on the other side. I thought that the memory of smelling coffee in the morning, forgive me, vegans, bacon in the morning, coffee, would be gone for me forever. But it's not. I have memories, ancestral memories, woken up in me every day because of a very special woman. My twin sister, not biological twin sister, but my birth card twin sister, who my mother uses on a daily basis to remind me that I was raised. I am loved. I live with my sister, and I have spiritual sisters and a brother who connected me to them. So I'm going to give it to him right now because he remembers our conversations. And look at how you brought me home. You bad, Don Wolf.
They pulled me in there. I'm caught up in what Mother Witt was saying or reading.
You were quiet.
Yeah, I think we're all heavy in a beautiful way.
It's very powerful. This. I was telling Celeste earlier when she called that I had never pulled this card until today. This is the last. This is the last one on that Oracle deck. It is the last card. It's only 64, and this is the last one. And it's very powerful. And, you know, I don't look at things anymore and say, that's strange or that's a coincidence. Nothing is a coincidence, and there is nothing that is strange. There's only something that you need to look deeper into because it has more meaning to it. And this just shows me that. You know, it just reinforces that. Today, for some reason, is a very, very powerful spiritual day, and you just connected with me at the very right time.
I feel it. Hey, guess what? I've got these powerhouses. I got Hayoka, I got Mother Witt, I got Don Wolf. There's actually somebody who's calling. We're extending the show 15 minutes, folks. Thanks, Life Coach today. I don't know what's going on with that echo, Life Coach today. If you can help me with that, because I'm about to start singing, and nobody's going to like that. So we have a caller. So what I'm going to do is I am going to take this caller. I am going to leave the mics open and ask that if you have something that you feel bubbling up, because I've got psychics and intuitives online, just hold it for a second because of time. No, we're not. I'm going to take it on my own, okay? That would have been a lot of surfing anyway. I trust the process. 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. I know, Donna DeLuca, your birthday is coming up. My baby sister's birthday is on March 8th as well. Donna, I have time to grab you. I will. But you know, I hooked you up earlier, so, you know, don't beat me up. All right, 347-426-3346. Why am I giving out the number again? Okay, let's see. We got a relationship question. I do have my Mother Peace tarot cards handy. I am full of fire and full of mother love. So let's go to Michelle in Colorado. See what's going on. Michelle, talk to me. What's up?
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. I had a question. I recently reconnected to someone who is really dear to me, but things are kind of up in the air still, and I just want to know what you pick up on that with him, how
okay,
he's feeling and if it might go anywhere.
Okay. Okay. I tell you what I do. I'm using the Mother Peace tarot cards, Michelle.
Okay.
I got it. Michelle's my last person to get a reading. So, Michelle, you're lucky you got in here tonight. Woo-hoo. And I feel you, Michelle, you feel a little heavy to me. Let me check in with you. How are you feeling right now?
I'm confused and I miss him. And kind of, I think I pick up on his energy and he was kind of down. So I'm an empath and I pick up on energies that I'm not supposed to, I think. Well, maybe I'm supposed to, but sometimes they just come in.
Now, how do you think I was able to pick up that you're heavy?
Just from my energy.
I'm an empath,
probably.
I'm an empath, too. So, Michelle, what we need to take care of, okay, since because I can feel the sniffles, and I'm really fighting hard not to be sad with you, darling. So let's see if we can lift your vibration, okay? And I'm already going to tell you, before I even touch these cards, I'm shuffling them as we speak, that you've merged so deeply that you could probably feel it, and you would probably feel it even if you weren't an empath. That's just how love works, or the attachment works, okay? I'm not even talking about love. I'm just going to talk about attachment right now, okay?
Okay.
You're attached. You have an attached energy. Now, let's see what the cards say, and let's see, because I don't like to start off intuitively. Interesting. The Empress card just came up for you.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Empress card and Mother Peace tarot cards is no joke. Michelle, you're giving away your power, and you need to stop. I'm not telling you that the boy is not in love with you, that he's not crazy about you. I don't get any read about that. When an Empress card comes up, it means that mother needs to be taken care of. Your mother, your little girl, is feeling abandoned, neglected, and you need to feed her before she reaches out for something that's not good for her. You're the parent. You need to let her know that she is safe and she is loved, whether this man loves you or not. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, I do. It makes sense.
Okay, let's pull one more. Let's see what else. I got the Two of Cups reversed. It's that the Two of Cups is actually as strong as the Six Lovers card. What I'm getting as a message for you reversed is, Michelle, the message, the love you're seeking for is within yourself. Every time I say this, I feel resistance. I had that resistance for myself, Michelle. But the energy that you're putting out, trying to figure out what's going on with him, is actually draining you from your own self-love and your magic. And I got a Daughter of Swords. Baby, you got to reclaim your power. Swords is air, mental. Think Xena. Every time I see this card, I think, do you know who Xena is, sweetie? Do you know who Artemis is?
No,
do you know any
not...
warrior? Okay, let me try this.
Well, I know that
Xena
was a warrior princess, but that's from the cartoon, so I don't
I will take that. I will take that right now. Let's build with that. This Daughter of Swords is a warrior princess. You have to reclaim the power of your mind so that you can understand that happiness and joy and peace was there before he came. And whether you connect or not, isn't the question, Michelle. The question really is, what did he wake up with in you? Because he's a projection of you, honey. He's a reflection. Everything you see in him that is so amazing, I swear to you, it's you. It's you, Michelle. Everything you're seeing in him that's lighting you up, all of that, baby, it is you. But we've got this block. I don't know what this block in that we as women have, that we can't see our own beauty, we can't see our own, and then we got to wait for somebody outside of us to give us that charge. And Michelle, I'm telling you, by these cards, is saying you got it. You got it. You get to see your reflection in the mirror when you're ready to look at yourself and say, I'm beautiful, I'm strong, whether I'm single or I'm in a relationship. Honey, he's candy. You have a deeper spiritual journey to walk around this feeling that you're feeling, and you can get it all by yourself and your co-creator.
I know that's a lot, and I know that was heady. Talk to me. How did that land on your side?
Well, I see what you're saying. I just don't know.
It don't feel good,
this...
though, does it? I know.
I just don't know how to get out of this funk right now.
First step is give me one thing you like to do by yourself. Lift yourself up. Look, I'm going to give you quick. Movies, dancing. Seriously, I'm going to tell you the truth. My baby sister is dancing in front of me right now. Okay, she's listening to you. Movies, dancing, Michelle. You got to find one thing that you used to do that you love to do that you didn't do anymore. What is that? Give me your gift.
Like
give me your
write.
Talent. Amen. Here you go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Take my hand. Are you ready?
Yep.
You're a writer?
Yes.
I'm a writer. I'm a writer, too. Baby, you know you can write a spell to create the story you want. And I'm not saying to manipulate him. I'm saying forget about him and create a whole new life through your writing, through your book. I'm serious. And call me next week and tell me about your first chapter.
Okay.
I'll be your accountability partner. Tell me about your writing. You can find me at Journey's Home. I'm going to be releasing some stuff. I'm spending so much time with you, Michelle, because I can feel you from Colorado. Call me next week. Give me a story. Give me anything that you did to distract yourself from a love that you think you don't have.
Okay.
Write your love story, baby. Write your love story. You hear me? And we're going to end with the revival of a love story tonight for Michelle.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate your insights and everything.
Michelle, it's going to get better. I know you don't hear me right now, but you will. You will. Go back and re-listen to the show. There's lots of
all
magic
right.
around you. Okay? All right.
Okay, thank
you're listening
thanks
to
so much.
It's my pleasure. Michelle, call me back. Let me know how you're doing, okay?
All right.
All right, you're listening to The Celestial Show, 347-426-3346. Michelle is definitely our last caller, I believe. I want to bring in my Empress Sisters and my Donna Wolf in here real quick. Wow. What a moment. What would you say to Michelle right now in this moment if you had a chance to hug her? That goes to Hayoka. Hayoka, what would you say to Michelle right now to hug her? Because I know you're an intuitive sister.
Honestly, it's kind of hard because I didn't have time one-on-one with her.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because
hear
in order
you.
For me, no, in order for me to be able to, it has to be not a private conversation, but I feel because there was so many people listening, she really didn't open up. And that's what she needs to do. And if you know, a one-on-one conversation, I think, would be better for her because then that trust factor will build higher and she knows that whatever she says to you will not, everybody's not going to hear it. Because she really didn't open up. She did not open up at all. As far as I can see, her guards were up. She was very protective with herself, and she couldn't really tell you what she needed. But even though you felt a little bit, you didn't feel at all.
I know.
It would have to be I can't comment on anything that she had said or anything because it would be wrong for me to do so because I really didn't connect with her one-on-one.
No,
but
I
as you know, that's how I do
that.
That's how I do with everybody. It has to be one-on-one. It has to be very calming, you know, just I have to get to know her a little bit, and then I can comment just, and the whole time she does nothing but talk. I don't interrupt, you know. But you know, you have to ask her questions. I can't just by her telling me what she needs, you know. She loosens up as she speaks. And her train of thought won't get messed up by asking questions.
Yeah, no, Hayoka, I think that's really beautiful. And I think anytime anyone makes a call, it is such a brave act to do. And I want her to feel the love. And I appreciate what you're sharing, because which is why I roll with you, your ethics. Because Hayoka, even when she's doing your ancestral tree, she'll get a hit and she'll talk to you about it. I call them more promptings now because I don't like getting hit upside my head. But what I'm saying is I really appreciate you sharing the respect, the listening, the connection. And when you call here, 347-426-3346, I want you to feel comfortable to share where you are. So Thank you for that, Hayoka. That was a very, that's why I love you so much. She's my big sister. Okay.
It's my pleasure.
All right. Thank you for that. 347-42. Why am I keep saying the numbers? I know we don't have any more time. Don Wolf, where do you stand, my brother? What's on your heart right now?
What did you say?
What's on your heart right now?
What was just shared is sitting on me right now. Had I been present, I was present as I was listening, I would have been very quiet. Because that was that was a time between two women.
Mm.
And if I had been present, we would have been physical, I wouldn't have said a word. And I would have just been putting energy there. Because I think that they're heart-to-hearts that women have to have around men that men just simply don't need to be involved in.
I understand that. I understand that. And I've been in those private ceremonies with you. All right, as we get ready to, wow, what a show tonight. Mother Witt, what's on your heart right now?
Well, I just want to share with Michelle that if she feels the urge to heal this, she can do it in the manner of writing. She can write, just like you were telling her, she could write her own story. And in the writing of it, have her change what she wants to change. Have her recreate what is happening and have her, you know, just recreate it and to live through the changes that she would make and that she would see. And have her explore what's underneath the surfaces. And since she does feel herself to be empathic, I ask her to be still and to just see what comes up when she changes certain things in the story. Because even when you change it in that way, like just like you were, we speak the words weave the fabric, they manifest the things that we need, but you have to believe in them first. So write what you need to write and go from there.
What a powerful show tonight. Oh, go ahead, girl. You got one more? Go ahead.
Yes, I got it. I looked at today represented in the Goddess Book of Days by Diane Stein. And March the 1st in Rome is the day of the Matrianella to Juno Lucinia. The goddess is shown veiled and with child. Other mother goddesses are Oduda, Yemaya, Isis, Mary, Kuan Yin, Copper Woman, Kotalik, Mayael, and Demeter. The fires of Vesta are also relit on this day. Hestia, Percheta, Pele, Oya, Aurora, Amaratsu, Lucia, Hathor, Bifana, Brigitte, Induna. The return of spring and new life. And that was the goddesses for today. So today, March the 1st, was a very important day. The Matronalia.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I knew about the International Women's History Month. I knew about Salem's Witch Trial. But that is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that with my audience. I mean, I can't be everywhere in every place. And that's why I think that our connections and our communities and how we relate, we just need each other, you know, and we got to take care of each other. And I want Michelle and anybody who's listening, who's moving through relationships, family, work, whatever, if you're waking up in the morning and you're not liking where you have to go, I want you to know that it's going to be okay. That message is so heartfelt for me because I remember what it's like to wake up in the morning crying because you didn't want to go where you had to go. I'm not crying today. But I remember my crying days, and I want to let you know that it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. We just got to find the rhythm that's right for you, and that's what these people helped me do. I want to thank Don Wolf, Hayoka, Bear Spirit, Mother Wit Wisdom, for being with me on Spirit Games, where synchronicity and practical magic comes together to tell a story of you moving into wholeness. Can you all let me know real quick about where we can find you, Mother Wit, Hayoka, and Don Wolf, if we'd like to get more information about how to play with your magic?
All right, let's start with Don Wolf. Don Wolf, where can we find you? Don Wolf, we can find you on Facebook, right?
Gregory Woods.
You hear Gregory
me? On a day? Okay. Go to my, you can find me on Facebook, my Christian name, Gregory E. Woods, or just Don Wolf, mm-hmm. Keeper of Stories. One of the pages will show up.
Okay, not a problem. We got you. Mother Witt, how do we find you?
You can just Google me. I'm there. Whatever you need is there.
Google Mother Witt, Hayoka, Bear Spirit, Big Sister. How do I find you?
You could find me
find
on
you?
Facebook under Hayoka Bear Spirit or Ancestral Trees.
Okay, can you spell Hayoka for me, please?
H-Y-I-O-K-A.
Wonderful. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening, for participating, my guests, the Spirit Games. I love you all so much. This is more than a radio show. This is more than just my friends hanging out. You are being introduced to my family. And if you're listening, you're my family too. We're all one. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. Life Coach today, I know I work you. Thank you so much. Make sure you join him tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show at noon, Birthing Divine Ideas. That's what we're going to be talking about. Until then, I'll see you next week. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. We're going to end out tonight with Revival of a Love Story, I think. Yes. By Sherry Marie. And you can find her at sherrymarie.com. Have a beautiful night. That's lost at sea when he walked out on me. I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one to love me. This hollow aching in my soul. Help me, Lord, before I fall. I heard a whisper deep inside my
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.